Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ was born to save us from our sins, death, hell, and the grave, and give us new life, eternal life? Okay. Lord, we pray for Matthew right now, for Beth Marino's son. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch him and heal him. Father, we ask you that you would protect him. Whatever's going on, we know that you are the only one who can really heal him. Lord, so just bless her. Give the whole family peace, especially Beth. Watch over and protect them as they drive to the hospital. And we just commit this to you. We cast it all on you, knowing that you are in control and that you will take care of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we know that Jesus Christ was born to save. We know it says in Matthew 1:21 that he was born to save us from our sins, specifically the reason that Jesus came. We know that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was rose on the third day, according to the scriptures. Amen. But before we get into the message, we're going to be looking at our Father's good and perfect gifts today. That's what we'll be sharing about. But before we get into the message, there's some historic facts that we need to remember about the origins of Christmas. Pagan or non-Christian traditions show up in this beloved holiday that we celebrate, which is a consequence of early church leaders. Our main issue is with the popes of Rome combining Jesus' birth celebration with pre-existing midwinter festivals. Around 300 AD, you can thank the Emperor Constantine for this and his popes. Around 300 AD, Constantine declared Christianity the state religion of Rome, and his popes decided to Christianize the day of the birth of the unconquered son, which was a popular holiday in the Roman Empire that celebrated the winter solstice as a symbol of the resurgence of the sun from the cold, dark days of winter. And it also included worship of the sun god Mithras. So the Pope decided to combine this Roman holiday with the birth of Jesus on December 25th and named it Christmas. Therefore, as God's family, the church, which is the support and foundation of the truth, we just simply, it's okay to celebrate Christmas, do the things that we do, some of the traditions that we have, but we renounce anything that has to do with combining Jesus' birth with pre-existing midwinter festivals that celebrate the winter solstice and also include worship of the sun god Mithras. And we do not celebrate the unbiblical Roman Catholic holiday Christmas that was instituted by the Pope. Amen? We declare Jesus is God in the flesh, God incarnate, that Jesus is the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin, just as prophesied in Emmanuel, or in Isaiah 7:14. He is Emmanuel, God with us now. He was born, as we just sang, for the purpose of saving us from our sins. He is, just as the angel announced when he was born in Bethlehem, our Savior and Lord. And we just declare this declaration that Pete prayed this morning, so I'm just going to say this too. We sever every connection, any ties with that false religion, with witchcraft, with paganism, and Jezebel spirits that came from that Constantine Roman era of religion. We have nothing to do with it, and we cut ourselves away from it in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All right, now that I got that out of the way, let's get into the message. Our Father's good and perfect gifts. As we all know, during the Christmas season, everyone's shopping for that good and, if possible, perfect gift for that special friend or beloved family member, right? While we would all agree that the origin of the Roman Catholic Christmas holiday and is not biblical, and the commercialization of the birth of Jesus is out of control and is wrong, the principle of giving, that's such a major attribute and characteristic of our Heavenly Father. That's what He loves to do. He loves to give. He loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That our Father is a giver. So I think and believe, I see nothing wrong with the tradition of giving gifts for Christmas, as long as we're following the example that He gives us of giving. Because He loves to give gifts to His friends and family members. As I said, it's one of His greatest attributes and pleasures. It gives Him great pleasure to bestow His gifts upon us. So why don't we enter into that same Spirit of God when it comes to giving? Amen? Nothing wrong with that. We should, and of course, we don't just do it once a year. We know as the body of Christ, wherever there's a need, and even if there's not a need, we're to bless each other all the time and just give to each other. We're to follow His example of giving. He's constantly giving to us. We give to each other, and we give back to God, because we can never outgive Him. Amen? Also, as we give gifts, and when we give our gifts to one another, it's a great time to reflect on the gifts that He has already lavished on us. And praise God, as I just said, our Father doesn't just give us these gifts once a year, but always wants to bless His children. And guess what? He has unlimited resources for all of our needs, rather they be spiritual or practical daily needs in our life. Our Father God's good and perfect gifts. We find that in James 1:17. I'm going to read from the Easy Read version. It says, "Every good comes from God, every good gift, and every perfect gift is from Him." That means the word good and perfect, they're pretty much the same in the Greek. It means they're just the absolute best. They're the most excellent gifts that He can give. He doesn't give us, you know, this the low budget stuff. He doesn't give us the stuff that's on sale, the you know, stuff from a secondhand store or whatever. He gives us the most excellent, the most best, the most precious, the most expensive, which is what He gave us when He gave us His Son. The rest of the verse says, "These good gifts come down from the Father of lights." He's the Father who made all the lights in the sky. And God never changes, like the shadows from those lights. Aren't you glad He never takes His gifts back? The gifts of God are what? Irrevocable, says in the Word. He's always the same. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, who is the Father of light, sends us good and perfect gifts from above. He gives us no bad gifts or bad things in our life. No, our Father is the Father of all light, and He only gives good and perfect gifts to His children, and He will never change. He will only give us good and perfect gifts that help us. Amen? If you read James 1, starting with verses 1 through 16, it's talking about trials and tribulations. And so what James is saying here is that those bad things don't come from God. Basically, they come from stuff that we get ourselves into, that man gets himself into. God only gives good and perfect gifts that help us. And if He does send any trials or tribulations our way, they're made to help us be more like Him. So it still is a good and perfect gift. He knows exactly what He's doing. His gifts are the best. Rather, they're natural, practical gifts or spiritual gifts, which is what we're going to focus on today, the spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts that He gave along with Jesus Christ, the one who came to save us, or spiritual blessings in Him. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as I said, those gifts are the best gifts, better than those which relate to our present life. Yes, we praise God for all that He provides us for, the practical needs, but the spiritual gifts, the eternal gifts that He's given us, are so much more awesome than those. It is perfect. such as the gifts of righteousness, forgiveness of sins, the adoption into the family of God, the gift of regeneration and eternal life. What amazing gifts that he has given to us. Amen? So let's look at some of the scriptures that talk about those awesome spiritual gifts that the Father, our Father God, the Father of lights, has given to his children. And remember this. There's an old hymn that says this. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again, constantly. It all comes out of Jesus, out of his infinite riches in Jesus. He's constantly giving and giving and giving to us. Isn't that awesome? First, we can say he gave us our new life. He gave us the Holy Spirit to regenerate us, to make us new, to give us new life, and the power to become the children of God. It actually says in James chapter 1, verse 18, that God decided to give us life through the true message that he sent us. He wanted us to be the most important of all that he created. How awesome is that? Think about that verse. John chapter 1, verse 12, he gave us the power to become the children of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons and daughters, the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, the name of Jesus. Galatians 4, verses 4 through 6 say this. But when the proper time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born subject to the regulations of the law. Why? To purchase the freedom, to ransom, to redeem, to atone for those who were subject to the law, that we might be adopted and have sonship conferred upon us and be recognized as God's children. And because we really are his sons, God has sent not only Jesus to save us, but he sent his Holy Spirit of his son into our hearts, which now cries out, Abba, Father. What an incredible, awesome gift from God. Thank God for his indescribable, wonderful gifts to us. Of course, we know he gave us the gift of salvation. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. God gives the gift of salvation by his grace, and we receive that gift through faith by believing on the name of his son, Jesus. He saved us and healed us and delivered us and given us new life and eternal life. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. He gave us the gift of eternal life. Romans 6:23, right? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. And we know, of course, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And it says in 1 John 5:11, and this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this eternal life is in his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? What an awesome gift. Everlasting life. With Father God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints in glory in a new heaven and new earth. Oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be when we receive that gift fully. Amen? It's already ours. We're just waiting to receive that one. And this is one of my favorite ones. It's funny because I heard Pete and Marilyn talking about it today. But he gave us the gift of righteousness. Right? Romans 5, verses 15 through 18. Now I'm going to read a couple verses from a more modern translation. Romans 5, verse 15 says, but God's free gift is not like Adam's sin, because of Adam's sin, many people died because of the sin of that one man. But the grace, the gift of grace that people received from God was so much greater than Adam's sin. Many received God's gift of life by the grace of this other man, Jesus Christ. The cross. Jesus gave us the gift of his broken body and blood on the cross to set us free from death, hell, and the grave. That's what those verses talk about. Then it goes on to say, after Adam sinned once, he was judged guilty. But the gift of God is different. His free gift came after many sins, and it makes people righteous with him. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, we which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. What an awesome, indescribable, incredible, amazing abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness he's given to us. Not only have we been delivered from death, set free from the penalty and power of sin, death no longer reigns over us, sin no longer reigns over us, but because of the gift of righteousness, we can now reign in this life over sin, over the world, over the devil. Those things do no longer reign over us. Why? Because we've received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness in Jesus Christ. I am now free because of that to enjoy all that my Father has given me in this life and for all of eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's follow our Father's example by always giving gifts to one another. And as we take time to find and give gifts to our family members and friends for Christmas, let's reflect on it. Let it remind us of how our Heavenly Father is the greatest gift giver of all time. And cause us to reflect on all those awesome, incredible gifts that he's already given to us. And remember, he's not done giving gifts to us. He wants to bless his children every day of the year from his unlimited resources that he has for all our needs, rather they're spiritual or practical daily needs in our life. Because his love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary that's known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your awesome gifts. The gift of adoption into your family, the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us that we can now cry out, Abba, Father. The gift of regeneration. Thank you for the power that you poured out on the Holy Spirit to make us new creatures in Christ Jesus. The gift of salvation. Thank you that Christ was born to save. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace that you've given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And all people said, God's people said, Amen. 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 Let's worship him.